Hey guys, it's Jim here. I am testing out the podcasting software, so I'm going to read a little bit of the beginning of the second part of my new book called Before It's Dark, which hasn't been finished yet. But this is chapter 9, the beginning, a little bit of the beginning of the second part of the book. So listen up. Chapter 9, July 2009, Eden. It's still just like a deadly ice cream cake, she thought, noting the top hazy slice of air they flew through, the dirty mocha middle layer below, and at the very bottom, the city itself, chocolate crumbles with a bit of mint chip mixed in haphazardly. The plane banked right as it lined itself up to land, the lowering sun turning the dusty TV monitor in front of her into a painful reflector. She drummed her nails, conga coral different from peach. She thought it the best color for a blonde. Until the helpful flight attendant whispered, "Stow the tray, please," as he checked seat belts. Eden von Eve hated flying out to the West Coast in summer, though she'd done it a million times. If the trip had to be made, she'd press for San Francisco. This time it had to be L.A., there was no question. Probably inevitable. No doubt it was her fate. Passing over the river of cars stalled on the 405 freeway, she wondered if any of the houses below were like the one her son Louis probably sat in at this very moment, enduring an early dinner with adoptive parents Velda and Bob White. He was 24 now, surely not living with them anymore. His birthday had come and gone in April with no acknowledgement from her, though he'd been on her mind the entire day. Somehow she needed to set things right with Louis, or Louis as he called himself. There was the unstated reason for this trip, though she conveniently had a plum Vanity Fair piece to work on. Eden massaged the bones of her hand just up from the knuckles, sure that the padding between skin and skeleton decreased every time. She checked the even color of her skin and the tiny scar left over from a Girl Scout camp scavenger hunt, the couple of true freckles that had always been there. Still, no age spots. Thank God, no spots, but her hands trembled. He's almost as old as his father was when I met him, she realized. Eden wondered if Louis spoke Spanish like his father could. How could she not know this?